It's 7:22 on a Tuesday morning, a stormy Tuesday. We want to thank Katie Tice for coming in. Katie, thank you so much for coming in today. And you didn't hit the worst of the storm, did you, on your way in?
I did not, luckily.
All right. Well, you are with HCI, the Healthy Community Initiative, the Alumni Services Director. Tell us a little bit about your background. Are you new to this job this year?
I started this past May, but worked for InTorch last year as an AmeriCorps Promise Fellow.
All right. So welcome to full-time Northfield work, then. You've got a new program that is called the Northfield Community College Collaborative. Did I get that right?
You did.
All right.
Quite the mouthful.
Tell us a little bit about how this came to being. It has already started just as of like a week or two ago, a couple of weeks ago, hasn't it?
Yes, correct.
Give us the backstory on this.
We started working with Riverland for this Community College Collaborative a year ago, and essentially it's to be able to remove barriers for students who may have trouble accessing community college elsewhere or who are having difficulties leaving town due to transportation or pretty much anything that would not allow them to commute to the Twin Cities for classes. And it gives them the option to take in-person community college classes facilitated through Riverland, downtown Northfield. And so it's accessible. We have great professors, and we have support that they may have a hard time receiving elsewhere as well.
Now, identifying this need, where did this come about? Did the community colleges hear, hey, I'd like to take a class, but I can't get there? Did you hear that from the local students here? How did that tie come in?
In Torch, we saw the Tackling Obstacles and Raising College Hopes, the college access program in town. We identified a need for the students. They would start at a community college elsewhere. They would start at a university elsewhere. And for whatever reason, they couldn't continue pursuing at that school. And so they came back to town and were having a hard time figuring out what to do next. They didn't want to do all online classes that Riverland, who we have a history with, offered, but they wanted to still be able to take college classes without getting behind. And so we found the solution.
Now, what type of college classes are these? Are these specific to any certain end, I guess? Are they just kind of a general prerequisite classes? What is the focus on?
They are generals, but the aim is for students to be able to get an associate's degree without leaving Northfield.
So that, how long will that take? Usually the associate's degree people kind of associate that with a two-year program. Are going to be on that time schedule?
Ideally, yes, but not everyone's life circumstances can allow for them to take full-time classes. We have some students taking 9 credits. We have some that are full-time, and we have some that are only able to take one class at a time due to their circumstances at this time. So it's really at the student's pace. And
how many students do we have enrolled at this point?
25.
25, okay. So it has been, at least for the initial program, I would consider successful. Is there a classroom?
There is. Our site is right above First National Bank on Division Street, and we have an office, a classroom, and really great professors that come down and work with the space.
So the professors come from, what was the name of the college again?
Riverland Community
Riverland.
College.
Where's that at?
There are 3 main campuses, but the main one is in Austin.
Okay, all right. Are the instructors, do they come up from Austin then?
We have one that comes from Austin, our sociology professor, but then one is actually a Northfield High School grad who is teaching our remedial English class.
Okay.
She's wonderful.
And who is that?
Martha Lundin.
Okay. The students themselves, do they go to school like you would if you were going to a community college? You come down, you mentioned above the First National Bank building, you spend the whole day there. Is it different people for different classes? How does that work?
It's all the above. They come with their coffees, their backpacks, laptops, and the space is accessible to whenever they need to be studying or doing whatever they need to do, have printing, free Wi-Fi, quiet space. And they sometimes they're just there for a couple hours doing homework, but the classes that the students are taking are on Mondays and Wednesdays in the evenings to make it more accessible to those working during the day.
Now, the cost of the classes, is the expense picked up by the student? Is that part of the HCI? Do they get scholarships? How does that work?
the majority of the students, the Pell Grant covers their expenses. Mm-hmm. Some take out loans. We received a really great grant from the state of Minnesota, the DEED grant, for students who are working in a school setting with little kids who are students of color or low income to be able to be working during the day and getting their college classes paid for at night through this grant that's housed by HCI.
All right. Now, going further into the future, is this the type of financing they have, does that look like it's going to be sustainable? There are programs in place where we can continue to do this. Are the financing of this, has that been figured out on long term?
Not necessarily on long term,
okay.
But as of right now, we're continuing forward.
All right. Now, when the students go there, they have instructors for some class. Some is online. Do they still do the online within that classroom setting, or is that something they can go home and do later on, or?
They can do it online at the office or at their home, wherever works best for them. And we find tutors if they need a tutor, and the rest is supported by myself, and we do academic advising sessions and make sure that they're succeeding.
All right. Now, how involved are you in this? Is it like a daily on a daily basis for you?
Yes.
All right. So it's a full-time job.
Yes.
All right. The students themselves, are you getting feedback from them? Is it too early for the feedback now? You've only been going for a week or two, are they giving you some feedback so far?
They are. One of the students said that he didn't imagine college professors being so chill. and they're enjoying the in-person classes and the online classes, though they're difficult because you have to be motivated. They're persevering well through those.
Now, the whole concept of this, of course, this is new to Northfield, but is it new altogether? Are the community college, this type of outreach program, is that becoming more common in this day and age? Are we a pilot program? Is this new?
More of a pilot program.
All right. So whenever you have that, I imagine there will be other communities looking at that as well. Has there been any discussion or anybody that is sitting in or overseeing this for possible, future benefits to other towns?
We haven't had any feedback like that so far since we are so new, but that would be the hope for other towns who face the same struggles to be able to access programs like this too.
Now that you're a couple of weeks into it, if you would like to make this a long-term thing, it sounds like a great program. What are some of the things, have you had a chance to envision the future yet? Hey, in the future, this is working. We need more of this. We need a bigger location. We need this, that, the other thing. Have you identified anything that you're going to need for future success?
We have. Professors are huge. We're trying to make it as local as possible to have investment in the community. And we're really blessed to have a college full of professors and retired professors as well. We need tutors, so if anyone tutors out there, help us out. And we eventually will need a bigger space. The First National space is amazing, and we're very grateful to have it, but as our population grows, we'll outgrow it and need to find something else.
All right. Now, from a standpoint of people out there listening that would think, hey, I could be involved, or maybe my son or daughter would like to be involved in this, sounds like a great program that would fit their needs. Who do they contact? Where do they go?
They can contact me, Katie Tice, and my email is alumni@northfieldhci.org.
All right. Is there anything we haven't mentioned about the program?
I think we covered it.
All right. Well, Katie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. And keep us abreast of how everything is going, and we'll maybe check in with you in the future and see how things are going.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Katie Tice, once again, with HCI, the Healthy Community Initiative, the Alumni Services Director. We have been talking about Northfield's Community College Collaborative.